Fourth and final hour, Darren Donick and Chase here on this gorgeous Wednesday here in downtown Nashville, where we are. We are live at First Horizon Park, final homestand for the Sounds this season. They've got $2 12-ounce Pepsi fountain drinks, $2 hot dogs this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, $5 and $6 canned and draft beer specials, $3 mini golf this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got a great silent auction that benefits the Nashville Sounds Foundation. That'll be on Saturday and Sunday. Some of the items are autographed items from Kristen Yelich, Ricky Henderson, Roger Clemens, and others. Tonight, first pitch is at 7:05 against Columbus. Gates will open at 6 o'clock. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe with you. We bring in Titans legend, former wide receiver Derek Mason, and also legend on 3D. How about that?
He's in the 3D Hall of Fame.
He is in the 3D Ring of Honor / Hall of Fame. Derek, what's going on?
Michigan State legend, too. Don't forget
hey,
that.
Hey, absolutely. Hey, give it up for those Spartans, man. Go green, go white.
They beat up on the U, didn't they?
That was a nice
exactly.
win.
Exactly. And you know I had to text Ed Reed, so.
Oh, nice.
I bet that was good.
Did he respond?
Yeah. Oh, he responded.
Can you repeat it?
No, I can't repeat it. It was really nothing. You know, it was just Ed being Ed. So I had to at least get it in because we may not ever play them or beat them again. So I figured I will take my jabs where I can.
Well played on your part. Nicely done.
Yeah, but thank you guys for putting me in a 3D Hall of Fame and a Ring of Honor. Lord knows I need to be in more than just 3D.
There it is. It's just never gets old. Like a tee, the ball on the tee, and I know since we're at a baseball park,
it's gone.
D-Mace is going to hit it over 403, dead center. It's going right over the wall.
It's over the UBS building. Like he just knocked it out. It's sitting on the LNC tower right now.
Hey, it still perplexes me, but oh well. You know, it is what it is.
Hey, there's still time, man. There's still time.
Hey, it took Bum Phillips 30 years, so.
And I mean, and that's crazy. And you know, God rest his soul, and I pray for his family. But it took Floyd, you know, almost 20 years to get in it. I was like, seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the man that took your franchise to its only Super Bowl, and it took him that long to get in the Ring of Honor. I don't understand it. But hey, it is what it is. I'm just happy he's in. And anytime we walk into that stadium, we can see Floyd's name, you know, on the Ring of Honor. So that's special.
And it's pretty cool. The plaque below says, and got a fourth round steal in Derek Mason. So it's pretty cool stuff right there.
Absolutely.
And Derek never let him forget that.
No, I won't.
So take us through. Okay, let me just start here more on the generic side, and then we'll do a deeper dive. How do you feel about what you've seen from A.J. Brown in year three through these first two games?
I think he's pressing. You know, guys need to realize, especially when you become the number one guy, you got to realize that, you know, things are going to get extremely harder. Now the target is on your back, and you can't settle for what you did the previous year. You always got to reinvent yourself. You got to get better because the better you get, the more film people are watching on you and the more eyes that are on you and defenses cater to stopping you. And then, you know, you added Julio Jones. And even though I think that was a good pickup for the offense, AJ's going to have to get used to Julio being there because there may be some times where, you know, Julio's rolling like he was last week, and you may not get a lot of chances to catch the football. Or when you do, you need to make do on every opportunity. I just think, you know, watching the last two games, I think he's pressed a lot. I think he's doing things maybe he's not accustomed to doing or wasn't used to doing. But I think eventually he'll settle down, and you'll start seeing what you saw the first two seasons in AJ.
What would you say to him to get him back going? You know, and I know it's two games, but, I mean, he hasn't been the A.J. Brown we've been used to seeing. I mean, he is a guy that can change the complexion of a game. And, you know, 43 yards against Seattle, three catches. I mean, I couldn't believe it. D.K. Metcalf hasn't really done anything for Seattle either. He only had 53 yards in that game. But what would you say to him to kind of get him going back in the right direction?
Just go back to, you know, what you were doing the first two seasons. Don't put no more added pressure on yourself than what you need to. Yes, you are. And even, you know, Julio being there, AJ is still the number one guy, and he has to understand and recognize that. But in that, he has to just continue to go out and enjoy the game, have fun. Stick to what he's been doing the last two seasons, and don't press, because anytime a wide receiver presses, it's not good for him, because it's not like we're getting the ball handed to us. We're getting the ball thrown to us. And, you know, sometimes the easy catches can become the hardest ones. And, you know, there were two situations last week, especially, you know, on the go route on the sideline. That was an easy catch for AJ. And it was just like he was stressing about, you know, making a catch or keeping his feet in bounds or paying attention to the defenders around him. To whereas last year, I don't think you saw any of that. I think you saw just AJ just playing and being AJ.
I got to ask you, because we talked about this at length on Monday. One, we didn't even know that rule existed. But what did you make of Julio Jones's touchdown catch? Oh, wait a minute. It's not a catch. It's not a touchdown. Because they think his heel may have they think that it touched the paint, which you could toe tap, but then the now when you do that, both feet and the heel, everything's got to be in bounds. One, did you even know that rule was in play?
Yeah, I did, but I was surprised they overturned it because they called it a touchdown. Because they called it a touchdown first.
Right.
Now, had they called it, you know, out of bounds when it reviewed it, then if it was upheld, then okay, I understand. But for them to call it a touchdown and then go back and say, well, no, yes, his toe did come down in bounds, but because his body wasn't facing out of bounds, then when his heel hit, he was out of bounds. So I understand the rule, but in that situation, if you called it a touchdown already and it was so close, I think you just grant the man a touchdown and you move on. But I'm not surprised about the rule. I'm just surprised that they overturned the call when they had already called it a touchdown.
Why is it that you can be in the back of the end zone, D-Mace, and tap your toes and fall forward out of bounds and it's a touchdown? But in that case, he gets the tap. He's both are in. And because, like you said, he's not facing the correct way, and then all of a sudden, because he's falling backwards, then all of a sudden you've got to get everything in. I mean, why does he have to have him? That to me is so weird. Like, it's almost like two different rules just by the way your body is positioned.
But and you're absolutely right. It really doesn't make much sense. It should be if you are able to establish both feet in bounds, whether
right.
you are – you know, turn one way or the other, it should be a touchdown. Now, what Julio, I wonder if Julio would have caught the pass and did the same thing, but his heel never touched out of
right.
bounds.
Yes.
So in theory, that would be a touchdown.
Right. Yeah. So yeah. it's the same play. Yeah. Right. Like he falls
so
sideways.
The same thing.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it should be the same call. I'm pretty sure if it happens again, because this is not a common thing, this probably rarely happens. So they have no reason to sort of change the rule. But if it continues to happen, especially in the playoffs or in the Super Bowl, you're going to see the NFL address this. It may not happen this year because it may not happen again. But if it does happen, especially on a bigger stage, i.e. Super Bowl, playoff, AFC Championship game, NFC Championship game, you're going to see the NFL address it. But now they don't have no reason to.
I think you're 100% right. I think the only thing – I've tried to think about this a lot. The only reason I can see – his toe so emphatically came down first, like it was toe.
Yep.
But there's got to be some times where a guy – your whole foot lands at the same time. And so if a little bit of your heel is out there – I get it. And then there's probably some that are really close.
But that's a different
scenario. Did your toe hit first?
Though, right, though, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, well, I don't know. But that's why I think they're doing it. It's simpler to officiate it the way that they have it now. Because if I have to judge, did his toe hit first and then the rest of his foot, that could be really tough to see.
Just think about this, guys. You can, the minute, supposedly, you cross this imaginary line.
Oh, I know.
It's automatic touchdown. No matter what happens, and somebody can slap it out. It's so. Technically, with that being said, like Derek said, once he established it was a catch, both toes are down in the end. Shouldn't it be automatically a touchdown right then?
Dead.
And the play's dead,
well,
and it should be a touchdown. It doesn't matter what his heel does.
I think you could argue that it should, but in this one, it would be easy because his toe so clearly came down first. But what if your toe kind of comes down? You know, there's probably somewhere it'd be debatable whether your toe actually hit first. But anyway. I agree, Derek. If it happens on a big stage, we're gonna have a mess for sure. It was enough of a mess on Sunday. So, Derek, I might still need some therapy. I can remember you're in the 3D Hall of Fame. I remember when you took a couple days off and you took your daughter Bailey to school. This is a time warp, right? Because Aaron and I just went through this with our oldest, Evie. So she's up in Boston. You took your daughter Bailey up to New York for college. So I just need to know how you got through it, because we're still having some issues a few weeks later. We're still missing her.
Well, I mean, you're going to miss her. It's just the way it is, especially Erin. She's going to, it's like her best friend left, man. She's walking around. She's walking around the house like a puppy dog. It's tough on a parent. And as a parent, as you know, Darren, you know as well. With your kids, you never stop worrying about them. No matter how old they get, no matter if they have a knee or not, you never stop worrying about them. Well, we just went through it again. We took DJ to Boston.
So he's not far from where Evie is. Now, where is he going to school?
Boston University.
They're right. They're just like five blocks. We got Northeastern and BU. We're rivals, D-Mace. When they play in hockey or basketball, we're gonna have to be watching this.
Exactly. So I mean, but you just, I mean, with the kids, I miss my son to death every day. Even though I know he's okay, and I call him every day, we text every day, we FaceTime every day. It's just your kids, man. That's what you do. So, Willie, I would tell you and Aaron, just get used to it, man.
Just suck it up, is what you're saying.
Suck it up, buttercup. Get used to it.
Come on, be tough. Let's go. So
exactly, man.
All right, here's your football question. I wanted to know because we all believe that A.J. Brown is a big talent. You said he's still on a team with Julio Jones. You could argue he's still their number one guy. But he's dropped a few going back to last year that still has you scratching your head, saying, what's going on here? He's got to get through this. Did you have a mental process if you had a game where you didn't catch one you thought you should catch, just to get it out of your mind so you're not thinking about it?
No, because he never dropped anything.
Well, I knew, part of a great receiver. That's part of a great receiver's mentality,
really,
right? You feel like you're never going to catch, or never going to drop one.
I never dropped a pass, but hypothetically speaking, say if I play like Cincinnati, and you know the previous game against Cincinnati, I did pretty well, and I may have said a few things leading up to the second Cincinnati game. And let's just say I went to that game and I just wasn't focused enough and I dropped maybe two or three passes that I shouldn't have dropped. Let's just say that happened. My thing is, quarterback, just give me something easy. Give me a hitch. Give me a smoke. Give me something where I'm facing the ball and I'm standing still. So I can get into that rhythm again, because as being a receiver and catching a football is just like a kicker kicking a field goal or a golfer swinging a club. It's just like that. if you have a few bad ones, you want to get right back up there and you want to do it again. You want to take that swing again or take that kick again. As a receiver, you want to get the ball again. You never go into a game after dropping two or three and say, hey, listen, Ron, don't ever throw me the ball, or Steve, don't ever throw me the ball again, because I dropped three, I don't want to catch no more. No, what you say is you come back and you say, hey, listen, give me the ball. Don't worry about it. Give me the ball. Throw me the ball. Give me something easy. Oh, you tell the offensive coordinator, give me a hitch. Give me something that I can face the ball, catch it, and then go. And the more you start to get of those in the game, I think the better you become. I don't think it's a, you know, I don't think it's a mental thing as far as dropping the football with AJ, in a sense. Again, I just think he's pressing, which could be a mental thing. Let me take that back. Which could be a mental thing, but him, you know, dropping and having drops the first game and in this game, I think, again, he will overcome that. We all drop passes. Every great player or good player drop a pass, or they might have a bad game. You just don't know how many great receivers have bad games that we never see because they're not in our market. You know, everybody may only show the catches. Well, they don't show the drops or the passes that bounce off your hand and get intercepted. They don't show those plays in a lot of markets. They only show it in your market. So AJ just need to continue to do what he has been doing. Don't press. He's still the number one guy. Ryan still believes and trusts in him that he's going to catch the ball. And I wouldn't be surprised if this game he had four or five catches for if not 100 yards, close to 100 yards. So with him, he has to just keep on pushing through and make sure that he and Ryan stay on the same page.
Derek Mason is with us, a longtime Titans and Ravens wide receiver in the 3D Hall of Fame. It's a red jacket, just so you know, Jared. That's what it is. But
hey, I take the red jacket. It don't matter.
Absolutely. So with AJ, you know, it's obviously different now from when you played. When you were coming out of the league, Twitter was just starting. So there was, you know, you could read about yourself in the newspaper or something like that, but it was different. It's much easier now to find those distractions or that noise. And, you know, AJ has been pretty vocal on Twitter about if something is said about him or his teammates or whatever. And, you know, I think that there are times where I look at that and I go, hey, man, you know, just shake that off. Don't worry about it. Focus on you. But how do you think you would handle that now? If you played in this era where it was easier to maybe see what people were saying about you?
Well, hopefully I would have enough, which I more than likely would, enough good people around me that in situations like that, I don't see as much of it. You need to have a group of people around you, a good group of people around you that are doing things for your well-being, making sure they are, you know, looking out for you. So when you have situations like that, you know, because that could put a player in a stupor. It really can. I mean, even the greatest, you look at LeBron James, anytime something said bad about LeBron James, enough times he does respond. And then a lot of them say, well, it don't affect me. Well, if it didn't affect you, you wouldn't have responded. So that's a lie. So every athlete and attainer, they go to it. If they're on Twitter and they got a bunch of followers, or Instagram, they got a bunch of followers, yeah, they love to see the praise, but then the minute you do something bad, there's going to come criticism. I mean, you have to be able to take that criticism. But how I always approach that, I am more critical of myself than anybody else could ever be. So what you are saying about me through Twitter or whatever it may be, Facebook, I don't know, whatever you're saying around me or about me, believe me, I've said worse about myself in the game because I know what I'm capable of doing. And I know I didn't just let myself down, but I left my teammates down. So, you know, you may say something, but believe me, I am my worst critic. So what you say really, it's not going to irritate me because I've already thought it myself. and I've already gotten over that hump. So hopefully, you know, AJ is not reading a bunch of this, but as, you know, these young people are today and, you know, with Twitter and Instagram and everything else, whether you're young or you're older in your entertainment, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, or hockey, you're going to pay attention to that stuff, and you need not to, because the minute you're doing something great, you're posting everything and you're talking about everything, but the minute you do something bad, you got to be able to accept that the criticism is going to come. But you got to, you know, put that to the side and continue to do what you've been doing.
Derek, as we wrap this up, I want to say thanks. You've checked on me a little bit over the last few days. My dad absolutely loved you, and he every day would always say how much he loved the fact that I could go work with D-Mace, because he loved you as a player, and then got to know you even more when we started working together. So that was always one of his bright spots, and I just appreciate you checking on me. And I'll say to DJ, every time that phone rings and it's dad wanting to FaceTime and maybe you're wanting to do something else, you roll your eyes and say, hey, dad, I got to go. Cherish those moments, man, because I wish I could have one more.
Yeah, and thank you, Chase, for those words. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate and respect that how your father looked at me and thought about me. Losing a parent, even though you know eventually it will happen, it's tough. And it doesn't get any easier whether you know they're sick and they're going through things or it just happens all of a sudden. When my mom passed, this was 7 years ago, going on 8, and there's not a day that I still don't think about her, or every so often I hear a voice. And like I told you, when you hear that voice, that means they're still around. May not be around physically, but they are with you in your heart. So pay attention to it, and when it does happen, just give a smile because you know they're with you.
Well said. Who's getting who's giving DJ a cut up in Boston?
I know. You know what? He went. He found someone, and he went this weekend. Last weekend. He went last weekend, got a cut. But he's getting these braids, too, now. So he's going next week and he's going to get these braids. I mean, I say, hey, listen, I'm jealous because I don't have your hair. And if you want to get braids, go ahead and get braids, you know?
Is Bailey dressing you now?
No, she's not. Actually, she's in Texas with her mom. So she'll be back next week. And her and I spend the whole week together. So maybe I might ask her for her input on my.
He didn't really need help. Was it?
No, you're right. She did. He didn't need help with fashion or anything. But
he had those $75 T-shirts. Listen, what are you talking about?
Hey, listen. If you know better than me when it comes to fashion, I'm not saying you three do, but I'm saying somebody else. If they know better than me, I'm gonna take you up on that.
But you've ruled us out. I know this.
Yeah. He made sure to slide that in. I mean,
he's not worried about our thoughts.
Yeah. Oh man,
he ruled you three out.
That was not a hard decision for him either.
We're in the free category. That's what we wear, the free category. Derek, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for doing this. Once again, congrats on the 3D Hall of Fame. We'll talk soon.
Yeah. All right, fellas. Thanks a lot.
We'll get you fitted for that red jacket.
It's a smedium.
Derek Mason. Always good to talk to him. As always, I'm going to talk to you. We just friend of the show. Now I'm going to talk to you about my friends at Cool Springs MD. Man, you've heard me talk about them for years because I've been going there for years, and they've been helping me for years become healthier and happier, and that's important. It's important to me, and it should be important to you. They would love to help you improve your quality of life, and it gets tougher as we age. I'm not going to deny that. I think we all know that as we get a little bit older. And they take weight loss management very serious, and we know it's hard. And sometimes you're going to get in that category of, man, I've tacked on some pounds I'd like to get rid of. Well, they've got programs and products and people that can get you back on track and headed in the right direction ASAP. And they would love to tackle that with you. Rejuvenation, your appearance is important, and it also gets tougher as we age. But they can discuss PRP, hair removal, Botox, and finally hormone therapy. Just some of the things, by the way, they house under one roof. maybe you've been feeling a little bit off lately. Haven't felt yourself. You haven't had that drive or that energy that you normally have, or maybe experiencing some mood swings. Well, get your levels checked. May have dipped. That happens as we age. But they can discuss BHRT, testosterone, estrogen. These are all things they do at Cool Springs MD. They've got a state-of-the-art facility out there in Cool Springs at 1642 Westgate Circle. And if you feel like they can help you, pick up the phone and schedule that appointment or consultation by dialing this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Or you can always go to their website, coolspringsmd.com.